This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the first trial at the new International Criminal Court in The Hague, a Congo militia leader accused of recruiting child soldiers.
But first, Google is a lot of people's first choice among internet search engines, but some European entrepreneurs and governments say they can do better. They're developing a search engine called Quero, that's Latin for I seek. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Much of the impetus for forming Project Quero was to create a European alternative to Google and Yahoo. But Philippe Verstichel, who represents Sofra, a French IT company, sees Quero going much further than that.
The problem of Google now is quality.
Because it has grown so big, so fast, Verstichel says, a Google search can produce thousands of references.
The number of irrelevant documents is quite high.
And that's mainly because of one of Google's strengths. With 8 billion documents archived, it is the world's most comprehensive search engine. But when it comes to matching keywords in the question window to keywords in those millions of documents, more and more irrelevancies pop up. For example, Google offers 9.5 million references for the phrase Iron Curtain. Most of the first ones are about the Cold War, but it also offers pages on wrought iron chairs and curtain rods. The other big problem facing European firms, Verstichel says, is the role advertising plays in ranking Google's search results.
If you're not listed in the first 10 to 30 links, you're going to disappear. Because all these documents are mainly American or English-based in terms of language, we want to build something in Europe which will allow European companies to be in the top 10 or top 30.
François Bourdonc, the founder of the French search engine Exalead, is a key player in Project Quero.
The magic word is navigation. What Exalead is promoting is a new way to access information and really navigate in such results.
Here's how Exalead's search engine works. Suppose you're looking for a video clip of Neil Armstrong's moon landing. You type in "one small step for man." You get the usual possible answers in the center of the page. But then on the left side of the screen, you also get a list of qualifiers. Small step, positive step, giant step for mankind. So you choose giant step. And the terms are refined further to Apollo program, and then which Apollo program, and so forth. On a bar across the top are audio and video options.
You start the dialogue with the search engine with a keyword query, and then the system tries to understand the query and help you navigating in search results.
Exalead is set to coordinate a broad array of Quero search technologies. But ask California blogger and internet entrepreneur John Battelle what he thinks of all these Quero ideas, and his answer comes fast.
Not much.
Google and Yahoo, not to mention Microsoft's own planned search engine, Battelle says, are just too far ahead.
People think Quero might actually produce something Google-like in a year or two, and I just don't see that. Making a search engine is an extremely complicated task. Making one at scale that is competitive to something like Google is extremely expensive and complicated, and I'm sure it's possible. I'm just not sure that it's possible within a time frame that really makes any sense for the way the market is moving right now.
If going head-to-head with Google is the game, says John Lervik, CEO of Norwegian-based Fast Search Engines, Quero will certainly fail. He says Quero's real opportunity is to change how we use the web and to make it more interactive.
What Quero can do is to develop new search concepts, like, for instance, new ways of searching in video content, or if I'm interested to find music or songs that sounds similar to, let's say, a Britney Spears song that I know.
Lervik, whose company runs internal search technologies for AOL and MapQuest, hopes that Quero will turn itself into a global R&D center for the web, enabling people to search through each other's blogs, or even to launch interactive scientific laboratory sites. American critic John Battelle, on the other hand, predicts that the heavy hand of government will doom Quero. Currently, it's funded by the French and German governments and housed in the French Defense Ministry.
I'm skeptical of efforts driven by the goals of government as opposed to the goals of either pure research or consumer-driven capitalistic companies.
Ongoing talks this month between French President Jacques Chirac and German Prime Minister Angela Merkel are likely to determine which way Quero goes. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.